This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak discusses border security with SSB Director General Amrit Mohan Prasad. High-level meeting on Nepal-India border security to continue till Monday. Local-level by-election code of conduct comes into force beginning today. And Israeli forces intensify attacks on Beirut, Gaza and West Bank. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak met with a delegation led by Director General of SSB, Amrit Mohan Prasad. During the meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singhadarbar, discussions were held about the efforts of the Armed Police Force Nepal and SSB to maintain a lawful and friendly environment along the Nepal-India border. Home Minister Lekhak emphasized the importance of cooperation in controlling illegal activities in the border areas, including drug trafficking, human trafficking and other criminal activities. Similarly, Minister Lekhak also stressed the need for continued collaboration to maintain peace and security in the region. Furthermore, Minister Lekhak urged the citizens crossing the border to follow the law and they should be treated with respect. Minister Lekhak also emphasized that Nepal and India shared a long-standing and friendly bilateral relation. He expressed confidence that the efforts of the border security forces would strengthen the ties between the two countries. A high-level meeting on Nepal-India border security coordination kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday. The Inspector General of Armed Police Force, APF, Raju Aryal, said the meeting will continue till Monday, and in the meeting, discussions on cross-border crime control will be held. The meeting is expected to draw a conclusion on controlling illegal entry of third countries' nationals. The discussions are ongoing on the border security issues tabled by Armed Police Force Inspector General Aryal. Proposals have been tabled from the Nepali side on crime control in the border areas and exchange of information for this, control of revenue leakage and human trafficking, as well as the control of illegal entry of citizens of third countries. The Nepali delegation in the meeting comprises high-level security officials, including Armed Police Force Chief Aryal, officials from the Home Ministry, National Investigation Department, Survey Department and Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Likewise, Director General of India's SSB, Amrit Mohan Prasad, is leading a six-member Indian delegation for the high-level meeting. Nominations for the candidates vying in the upcoming by-election can be registered from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. According to the Election Commission, the by-election is slated for 1st of December for 44 vacant seats across the country. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Nita Pokhrel of the Election Commission said that the nomination registration would take place in the election officer's office at the concerned local levels. The Election Commission said that preparation for the registration of candidacies has been completed, adding that 32 offices were set for chief election officers, while 6 other offices in the related local levels were set for election officers. Following the nomination process, complaints against candidates, if any, could be filed between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 18th of November tomorrow. The Election Commission will review and decide on the complaints to finalize the candidate list by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. the next day on 19th of November. Likewise, candidates willing to withdraw their candidacies can do it between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 20th of November, while the final list of candidates will be published between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on the same day. Election symbols will be provided on the candidates between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on 20th of November itself, while the by-election will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 1st of December. The Election Commission expressed its confidence that all will extend cooperation in conducting the election in a free, fair, peaceful and credible manner by fully adhering to the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission has warned of legal action against anyone who is found violating the Election Code of Conduct. A man was killed in an elephant attack at Damak Municipality 3 in Chapa District this morning. 45-year-old Meen Bahadur Bhandari of Deep Jyoti Toll in Damak died on the spot in the elephant attack while trying to chase away the elephant. Chief of District Forest Office Meghraj Rai said that Bhandari was attacked by the elephant as he was trying to chase away the elephant that was demolishing the house of Bhandari's neighbor Subin Bhattarai. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has directed relevant agencies to replace broken water pipes and restore water supply in Kathmandu Valley. Following reports of frequent pipe bursts in areas receiving Melamchi water, Minister Yadav ordered immediate repairs and the installation of new pipes. Minister Yadav also acknowledged complaints from residents who have suffered water scarcity due to unaddressed pipe damages. The minister emphasized that repairs must be carried out without delay to ensure water supply reaches people's home. In addition, Minister Yadav instructed officials to conduct on-site inspection in every ward to check the status of water supply and identify locations with broken pipes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israel's military continues to intensify its bombardment of the Lebanese capital Beirut with heavy airstrikes. According to Al Jazeera, Lebanese authorities reported at least 145 Israeli air raids across the country over the past 24 hours, as the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah deepens. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli forces conducted pre-dawn raids on the southern city of Rafah and the Buraj refugee camp, resulting in the deaths of 15 people. In the occupied West Bank, masked Israeli settlers attacked the village of Beit Furik, setting fire to homes and vehicles, further inflaming tensions in the region. Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group, has continued to exchange fire with Israeli forces, launching missiles and drones at Israeli military bases. The death toll in Gaza continues to rise amid Israel's ongoing military attacks. According to Palestinian health officials, at least 43,799 people have been killed since the start of the conflict on October 7, 2023. In Lebanon, Israeli attacks have claimed the lives of at least 3,452 people. As the violence spreads across borders, fears of further regional destabilization mount, with both sides engaged in relentless strikes and clashes. Bangladesh's interim government has extended the judicial powers of the armed forces granted after the August revolution that toppled ex-leader Sheikh Hasina. According to Agence France-Presse, the government order, issued on 15th of November, extends for 2 more months the power of the armed forces to engage in day-to-day enforcement activities like the police, including making arrests. Army spokesman Sami-ud-Dawla Chaudhary said on Sunday that the armed forces will carry out the orders assigned to them by the government. Presently, a caretaker government led by Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus has been tasked with implementing democratic reforms and holding elections. The army was brought in to restore security, with many people having lost confidence in the police. High Court lawyers Imam Hassan Tariq said on Sunday that only officials with the rank of captain or above are authorized to make an arrest. The powers have been extended to include the coast guards and border security units. Super Typhoon Mani is causing widespread damage in the Philippines, uprooting trees, downpouring power lines and triggering tidal surges as it moves towards its second landfall in the northeastern coast. According to Al Jazeera, this marks the sixth major storm to hit the country in less than a month. By Sunday afternoon, Typhoon Mani is the 16th typhoon to hit the Philippines in 2024. The Philippines Atmospheric, Geophysical and Astronomical Service Administration continues to warn of a dangerous and life-threatening situation as the storm moves closer to land. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is general influence of westerly winds and local winds in the mountainous areas across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak discusses border security with SSB Director General of Amrit Mohan Prasad. High-level meeting on Nepal-India border security to continue till Monday. Local level by-election code of conduct comes into force beginning today. And Israeli forces intensify attacks on Beirut, Gaza and West Bank. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news update from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.